This is KCUR 89.3. An 89-year-old former chemist who lives in rural Kansas has spent decades painting a surreal vision of Midwestern life. And as KCUR's Julie Denishay reports, Paul Sewald's paintings are starting to get some attention.
Downtown Lexington, Missouri is about an hour northeast of Kansas City. Gallery 1029 sits right on the corner of 11th and Franklin. It's on a strip of storefronts that date back to the late 1800s. Much of the gallery is filled with the kind of regional art you might expect. There are watercolor landscapes, still lifes, and photographs of area landmarks. One room is devoted to a different kind of paintings. In one painting, a wild-haired blonde in a green dress stares into a paper sun. In another, knobby prairie trees touch the clouds outside a red barn. Gallery owner David Bowling says they all have an otherworldly mid-century feel.
We decided that he's kind of a combination of Thomas Hart Benton, Salvador Dali, and Dr. Seuss.
Bowling owns the gallery with his partner, Patrick Berry.
The colors are just vibrant, yet they don't jump out and scream at you, but they sit and they go, "We're beautiful."
This room full of surreal paintings is the work of a man named Paul Sewald. Before he retired, Sewald was a chemist at the Midwest Research Institute in Kansas City. By then, he'd been painting for decades.
He's really completely self-taught. All of this just evolved by itself over 50-some years, but his technique is gorgeous.
Sewald taught himself using a paint-by-numbers kit 70 years ago when he was a young soldier just back from the Korean War. Patrick Berry says Sewald's signature red barns made him take a closer look at the landscape.
I hadn't really paid any attention to the barns in Kansas and Missouri and what they look like until these pictures. I saw something that I'd looked at most of my life and didn't realize it was there.
Except for a few small-town art shows, Sewald's work had basically gone unnoticed. Bowling and Berry discovered him through an old friend. They made the trek to his home near Vermilion, Kansas, where Sewald lives with his wife, Mary. Recently, I made a trip out there, too. A sharp wind blows through tall grasses at the door of a modest two-story house deep in the Kansas countryside. Paul Sewald is tall, with a shock of white hair and kind brown eyes. He says he likes to keep everything neat and tidy in his basement.
You're in the middle of my painting studio. These are just some paintings that I've set back for some reason.
At 89, he no longer paints, but he still likes to spend time here.
Hello.
Sewald's daughter, Karen Faust, is visiting from Olathe.
I always think this is interesting. Don't always understand, but I love to just look at Dad's thoughts. So is there any of these that are your favorite, or do you have a favorite?
The lady there, I kind of like her.
Sewald has more than 300 paintings stored here.
We're kind of running out of space here.
Sewald has a little trouble remembering things these days, but this visit brings back a lot of memories for Karen Faust.
He really amazes me. Wow, I'm sorry. I grew up with this, and I've always been so amazed that not everyone's home was like this.
Faust is happy that people are beginning to discover her father's work.
Sometimes I think I know what he's thinking in this one, and then sometimes I'll look at it again and think I have no idea, but I'm drawn to it. And for that reason, I think it speaks to people in different ways.
At Gallery 1029 in Lexington, Missouri, Sewald's paintings have been up for about a year. Not a lot of them have sold yet, but David Bowling says he thinks there's a place for Sewald.
I think he really, really deserves to be at least regionally well-known as a wonderful painter.
And when more people start discovering Paul Sewald, there will be no shortage of paintings available. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julia Denishay.
You'll find photos of Paul Sewald and his paintings at kcur.org.